Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, congratulations. That means you're a very smart person. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find my newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, and my blog, which is available 24/7, but also we'll send it to you Monday through Friday if you'd like. You don't even have to come get it. We'll send it to you. It'll come right into your onto your little desktop there with through the magic of real simple syndication technology, which you can find at our website. We'll help you get it if you don't have that. And it, which is also free, and it works like a charm. And don't forget all the other things you can do there. Archives, articles, Brain Trust members, lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kirk Chaffetz is there, ladies and gentlemen. He's on our website. He's all over our website because he has so many smart things to, has offered us so many smart things over the years, and he's got a lot more to tell us about. Kirk is the author of Thinking Inside the Box, and he's one of the guys who helps us think about how to grow our business the right way. He is an award-winning journalist. He's done some very important work over the years, and he spends a lot of time in the publishing industry these days. More importantly, though, he's our good friend. Kirk, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Nice to be back.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kirk, one of the things that a lot of small businesses wrestle with all the time is how to grow their businesses, and from the micropreneur, sole proprietor, all the way up to the person who's just gone over 100 employees and maybe 10 or 15 or 20 or even $50 million. Everybody's thinking about how to grow their business, and there are two ways to grow your business, basically. One is to grow it, to fund that growth through growth of sales and profits and that sort of thing, maybe borrowing some money. And then the other way is when you realize that if you're going to really be a competitor, and maybe this is the appetite that you have, that you need to make a big leap. And big leaps don't come from profits. Big leaps typically won't come from borrowed money. Big leaps only come really from investors. What do you think?
Usually true.
So now you've been down this road. You're sort of down this road right now. You're growing a business, and how do we decide when to make the change from growing our business with customers' monies and profits that we make from that business to growing our business through investors? What do we do?
I think first of all, I think the most important thing to do is to look inside yourself. Even before you look inside your business all that carefully, and try and figure out what kind of business person you are. Can you spend the next 20 years? Do you want to spend the next 20 years gradually, slowly growing your business to the point where it is an institution that no longer needs you? Or do you want to get there faster? And can you put up with the other people who are going to come into your life, mm-hmm. if you decide that you want to use their money? Because one of the nettlesome things about investors is when you take their money, they usually want to offer some advice and exercise some control.
They're funny that way, aren't they?
They are. Kirk. They're very peculiar people.
Well, and the thing is, the two scenarios that you just identified, Kirk, neither one of them is right or wrong. It's just like, you know, you like a particular color. You like chocolate. I like strawberry. And neither one of those flavors are right or wrong. It depends. It goes back to the first thing you said. I think it was so important that you said that. Look inside yourself. What are you comfortable with?
I think it's really, I mean, one of the things that I had to admit about myself sort of fairly early on in my life as an entrepreneur was that I like growing things bigger, faster. And
that means investors.
Right. And I'm willing, I'm in fact happy to work with others.
That's a little troubling. I can't imagine. I'm only somewhat teasing you, Kirk.
I understand. I mean, I appreciate it. And I'm only half happy, depending on which day it is. So I appreciate the problem. But once you've sort of thought through that issue for yourself, then I think you can look at your business and start asking some questions.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages and pick right back where we right up where we left off with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We'll be right back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, one of the smartest guys I know. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. And Kirk, you want to give us your website, please?
I'm always at a loss because I don't have my own website. I still don't have it.
We have to fix that, Kirk.
This is like cobbler's children.
Exactly. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that picture,
people?
Kirk?
Plenty, but we won't speak of it in great
okay,
detail.
Okay, well, while you're thinking about that, let's move on. You can give us the website that we can come up with one later on. Just even if it's a fictitious one, that'll be fine. We're talking about how to know when to grow your business, how to grow it, and I'm really happy that, Kirk, that you said look inside yourself, because I wrote an article one time and I said the first question that you should ask yourself is, why do I want to grow? And you got to be honest with yourself, don't you?
No, absolutely. I've often, one of the great conundrums, if I may use that word on radio.
We like that word.
In my life has been the projects that I do. I do publishing for clients. Mm-hmm. If your corporation needs a magazine, needs web content, needs mobile messaging, we create content in all of those channels. And these projects range from $100,000 upwards of several million dollars, depending on the complexity mm-hmm. and the duration of the project. And one of the things that I realized early on was that as a freelancer with a couple of buddies, I could do one of the big projects all by myself.
Right.
You know, don't need a corporate structure, don't need offices all
life
over
is,
the world.
Life would be simple.
Life would be simple, and I would make an excellent living.
Mm-hmm.
Life would be, fun, too. And it would be a part-time job. And I ask myself continually, why don't I do that?
Mm-hmm.
why am I, struggling day in and day out and working 18-hour days to build a global business, which is frankly my ambition?
Have you answered that question yet?
I have. It's not a very satisfying answer. It goes like this. It's the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I want to create a lasting institution.
Well, you're an entrepreneur, and you're driven by that, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. I try not to beat myself up for it, even on the worst of days. But
I had this conversation with somebody the other day. We were talking about someone we both knew who is immensely rich, and the guy still works. And this, my friend said, why is he still doing that? I said, because he loves working. He likes doing things like that. It's not about the money. Even though the money is important, it gets to a point where it's not about the money.
No, absolutely. I mean, why it's become clear in the last couple of months that Bill Gates has taken over day-to-day control of Microsoft again.
You think so? I think you may be right.
And I have a feeling that it's not about the money for Bill.
Exactly. Well, his baby is under fire.
Absolutely.
His baby is taken has incoming from all over the place.
And particularly from Google and Yahoo. But.
And from Europe. He's still got a big antitrust thing going on in Europe. But back to the other thing. The other thing I think you need to ask yourself when you want to grow, Kirk, is not only why from yourself, from the standpoint of yourself, but also why from your business model. I've identified some lies that I think people tell themselves about growing. One of them is that that I can grow myself out of organizational problems. That's a big lie, isn't it?
That's a huge lie. You can only grow yourself into organizational problems, actually.
it's sort of like, you know, you know, having another baby to make the marriage work.
Right.
You know, that's not going to work, is it?
No,
it doesn't work.
It's going to make things worse, in fact. I mean, the one benefit that you may get from growing bigger, just in terms of solving organizational problems, is you can afford to hire people smarter than you.
Right.
But
then you have to manage those people.
Absolutely.
And that comes back, now we come back to what your first point, which is that something, would you rather manage people who deal with customers? Or, you know, if you're the leader, the more you grow, it's just by definition you're going to get farther away from customers.
No, absolutely, and that I think is probably going back to question number one and looking into yourself. It really is, you know, part of that question has to be, what do I want to do every day for the rest of my working life? And that's a critical one, because if you want to do what you probably, you know, what you do best, or what you did that got the business started, then you're going to have to stay reasonably small. Because otherwise,
and in the 21st century, you can do that. You said that a minute ago.
Yes, absolutely.
See, you couldn't be what Bill Gates was and be small 30 years ago. You couldn't do the kind of things that Henry Ford did 100 years ago and be small. You had to grow. 21st century, not so much.
Well, I think it isn't so much, but again, it's very, 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 very dependent on the business. I vividly remember reading the Harvard Business Case on FedEx.
Right.
And if you want to start a coast-to-coast package delivery network,
yeah, you can't be small.
You can't start in one small town.
No, that's right. You can't. No, you can't. You can't do radiating circles out of that. You gotta launch. You gotta launch, don't you?
Right. So yes, some businesses just have to.
You're exactly right. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. I told you he was a smart guy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. And next time you come here, you're going to have a website for us, aren't you, Kirk?
Well, let me give you one.
Oh, we found one. Okay, go ahead.
Just so people can barely begin to understand what I do for a living. Storyworldwide.com.
Storyworldwide.com. All right, check that out, folks. And I know that pretty soon it's going to have some multimedia on there, right?
Yes, we're working on it. There's some on there now, actually.
Okay.
There's at least an interesting little introduction that hopefully people will enjoy it. And we're constructing a much bigger one. So if you go to it, come on back in a couple of months.
We're talking about how to grow your business, folks, how to know when to grow your business, whether to grow it incrementally through profits and loans, which is very slow. And trust me, I know all about that. Or whether to make a big leap with investor capital. And there are a lot of benefits to investor capital, but there are also a lot of baggage that comes along with it. Another lie, Kirk, that I think people tell themselves when they want to grow, is that when I grow, customers will benefit. What do you think?
Rarely true.
Yeah. It can be, but it's not automatic. That's the key, isn't it?
Right. I mean, customers can benefit if you can actually leverage greater resources on their behalf. Which actually in my business tends to be true. But my customers are global corporations, so the more global I get, the better it is for my customers.
Mm-hmm.
But but all too often, of course, growing bigger, especially in a retail business that's dealing with individual consumers, growing bigger means neglecting your customers increasingly.
And doesn't growing your business with investors also bring a dimension to your thinking that would not be as prevalent in the non-investor scenario, and that is an exit strategy?
Absolutely. Yes, you must have an exit strategy. In fact, the last chapter of my book talks about having an exit strategy. But,
right.
But I, of course, believe you have to have an exit strategy in every business you have. What I advise people in the book is don't start a business until you've got a way of getting out of it and getting your cash out. Now, that exit strategy may be selling it to your kids. It may be going public. It may be, there's a thousand different exit strategies.
But see, Kirk, there's so many small businesses out there that are still in the teenage years, or maybe they're maturing, but they're still, the owners are having so much fun, they can't imagine not doing this.
Well, I think that's a mistake.
Really?
And yes.
Fun is a mistake? I know you better than that.
No. The fun isn't the mistake, but the being unable to imagine not doing this
right.
is, I believe, a mistake.
Right.
Because the day will inevitably come. I don't care how much fun you're having. You're going to wake up one morning and not want to go to work.
You're
so
exactly
much.
Right. I have actually seen a case where the guy could not disconnect himself, even as he was dying, he couldn't disconnect himself
right.
from the business, and he literally signed the papers to convert the business over to family on his deathbed. I mean, the day he died.
Right. And that's too late,
and you know what? For decades, his attitude was wonderful, but the last decade of that business, it was really a sad situation.
Right. And I know.
So your words are what words of wisdom?
Well, thank you for that. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Jim.
Well, don't get too excited.
But I do think succession planning and exit strategies are critical for everybody. Now, with investors, those exit strategies are going to be what most people would consider to be very, very near term, because investors want to talk about 5 to 7 years. They really don't want to talk about anything longer than that.
Right.
And you have to have a business that can double or triple their money
period. Don't you think not being able to talk about exit strategy is certainly in those terms, don't you think that's where a lot of small businesses get derailed with investors?
I think they do. I think that they get derailed early on also in not understanding the dynamics of the money that these investors are willing to wield on
right.
behalf of a good deal or what the definition of a good deal is in their mind. You have to be able to see the world from the financial guy's point of view
right.
before you can deal with him. And too many entrepreneurs, I think, only see the world from their own point of view, which is a valid point of view. It's just not the only one.
It's not the only one. Kirk, thank you for being here. Good job today. The book is called Thinking Inside the Box by Kirk Chaffetz. Kirk, thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.